Yama, you don't really mean to make such a Tanai, you only want to get her angry. So therefore the Tanai is bottle. The kosher, therefore the get is kosher. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav, Halacha Kreb Yudah Ben Taimah, Yishnoi Yipafkin, like this. Then in such a case, would like our Mishnah says, any Tanai that's not possible to be Mekayim B'Soifai, the Tanai is bottle. And the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Mas Nisa Nami Deik, I have a proof in our Mishnah also. Diktoni, it says in the Mishnah, Kol Sheref Shilol Lekayim B'Soifai, V'is Nol of Mitchilos, the Tanai Kayim. Mashmah clearly, ho ef shaloi lekaimai, if you can't be mekayim this Tanai, then Tanai bottle, the Tanai is bottle, Shema Mina. It's a good proof. So, that's the halacha taka. That, like Mishnah says, only if the Tanai is ef shalekaimai, if not, it's kamaflik bedvorim b'yalma, you do not really mean the Tanai, and therefore the Tanai is bottle and the Meister is kayim. Hajun alecho asech resapoilim. The Perichis. Mishnah says, hashoyi les haporo, if you borrow a cow from your friend. At the same time, when you borrow the cow, you also borrow the owner of the cow. Or else you hire, you pay the owner of the cow to work for you. Either he's working with the par itself, or even if he's working by different malocha. But as long as he's working for you at the same time when you borrow the par, or else, shoral habailim, first let's say you borrow the owner. You ask the owner to come and do some work for you. Or else you hired the owner of the cow to work for you. And then you went and you borrowed the cow. And then the behemoth dies by you. It dies. That usually is shirless chayiv anointsin, but over here there's a new halach of potter, that the shame is shirless potter. Shinema, because the posik says, if in bol of imoy, lo yishalim. If the owner of the pora is working by the shoyel the same time, and then the animal dies, says talocha that the shomer is potter, in bol of imoy, lo yishalim. What's going to be avu shirless apora? Let's say first you borrowed the cow. The yachakach shirless abaylim. First, later on you first borrowed, you asked the owner to work for you. Or else you hired out. You paid the owner to work for you. Omeisa, and then the animal dies. Chayiv. Then the shomer is chayish. Now the pasuk says, "Bol of ein imoy." If the bailam was not with you at the time when you started to take the poro, ishalim ishalim. Then the shomer is chayiv anointin. So Rashi says, Ashmin comes to teach us, afal pi shoyimoy b'shas oinsil, even though the owner was by the shomer working for him at the time when the poro died. But still, since lehevi shila b'baylim, since at the time when you borrowed the poro, the owner was not by you to make the ptur, therefore you put your chayiv. That's the pshana posik, a bowl of ein imoy. If the b'baylim was not with you at the same time when you went to borrow the poro, so if you were first a shomer or shoyel on the poro, slamaisa you chayiv b'chol oinsin. So even though later the owner comes to work by you, and then the yonis happens, still the shomer shoyel would be chayiv. Now the Mishnah, the Gemara says, "Mi diktoni seifa." Since it says in the seifa, "V'yachak kach shalas haporo," and then you borrow the poro. Mechlal, it's a proof. The Reisha diktoni imo. When the Reisha says you do it together, means imo mamish. You take them both together. For the Gemara, imo mamish mimish kachas lo. Is it possible to have both together, like you take the poro and the owner also the chura poro b'mishicha? How do you have a kinyan for a shoy mashoyel with a mashicha? If you moshach, you draw the poro towards you, that's when you have this kinyan mashicha. Oh, bailim be amira. And the bailim is a din amira. As soon as he says a word for you, right away it's called his mashubba to work for you. The Rashi says, oh, bailim be amira. Mishomaloi, hare parose vani nisholm lecho. As soon as the owner said, listen, I'm lending you my poro, and I'll also work for you. Have gufer shoyeloi. So right away, the owner himself is shown to the shomer. But the poro doesn't need a mashicha yet. If so, it always remains a case of that first you let take the owner and then you take the poro. So where is there a case that you take them together? So Mar says, "Iboy yisemu one teretz kugoyin dekaima poro b'chatzera deshoyel." We're talking about that the poro is already in the chotzer of the shoyel. Deloy mechatzra meshicha, that it's not missing any meshicha. As soon as the owner of the poro says to the shomer, you could take it, So right away it's konot to the shomer, it's in his rishus already. So therefore both happen basachas when the owner says, me and my parah together is shol to you, so both is chal right away. Iboyisem, another teretz is the yomalei, where the owner says like this, at the yomalei, at gufoch, loitishalat shas meshichas paroscha. As with the shomer says to the owner, that I don't want you to be shol to me until the same time when I'm shol your parah. So in such a case, the owner also first becomes shol to the shomer when the parah has its din shemir on it. When the shomer makes a meshich on the parah, so then it's chal both together is tzidid a shomer a shoyel bebailim and the parah together. Mar says tanan hosam. We learned before. Arbor shemrim heim. There are four different types of shemrim. There's a shemer chinam, v'hashoyel, noisei socha v'yasoicher. There are four different types of shemrim. Shemer chinam nishpalakil. Look with the shemer chinam has to swear on everything. Shemer chinam nishpalakil. V'hashoyel, mishalem esakil. A regular shoyel has to pay for everything. Noisei socha v'yasoicher. If you're a shemer socha, if you pay to your renting, nishpoyim ala shvur v'ala shvuyim ala mesa. On an oinis, yopota. You could swear that a broker was captured or died. But u'mishal me'mesaveda v'yasekeneva. That's the loch that a shemes sachar is chayiv on geneva v'yaveda. And if you rent it, you have the same loch as a shemes sachar, yichayiv on geneva v'yaveda. Mer says, now minuhan emili. How do we know these halochis, the halochis of the dalet shemrim? The toner rabbonim learned like this. Pasha rishayna nemru b'shem echinam. The first pasha in the Torah. Rashi says, Gimel pasha saint smuchis. There are three pashas about shemrim, one after another. Ki iten ish riyeyu kesav echinam lishmar, or bo potra ala geneva. And the first pasha is like a shem echinam, that you potra on geneva. Dixiv agunu v'beis ish, she'etoin shenigna v'emenu, dixiv nivu ba'al esel elohim, v'yakim no b'shvu. It means you could swear. She'nish pash l'sholach bo'yad. You have to swear the shem echinam that you did not take it yourself. You did not touch it, take it yourself. So that's the first pasha of shem echinam. So the Gemara says, Pasha Rishayna Nemru B'Shem Echinam. Shniya, the second Pasha, the Torah, B'Shem Esachah, Song B'Shem Esachah. Rashi says, V'yachrov Kiten Ish Riyeyu, Chamor Roishor Roiseh, Ovo. Now over here, Chayv Al Gneivan. This Pasha says, Chayv Al Gneivan. O Potra Al Oinsim, B'Shua. But when this happens, the Shem Esachah swears and pays and free in his Potra. Tirsibu, Mesa Nishbar, Nishba, Shua, Hashem, Tia. That's the second Pasha of Hashem Esachah. Shlishis, the third pasha, b'shoyel. It's talking about a shoyel. Rashi says, b'chayishol, v'chayev bo es oinus, deyifay chayev even anoinsin. K'shein bo levimoy, upotu b'baylam. That when the baylam is not there, you chayev, but when the baylam is there, then you potu. The Mer says, b'shleim, I understand, shlishis, b'shoyel, but the third pasha, talking about a shem is shoyel. Mefurish, it says clearly, v'chayishal ish mayim riyayu. If you borrow something from your friend, v'nish bar oimeis bolov ein imoy shalim yishalim. Even if it breaks or dies, boinus, as long as the owner was not with you, like the Mishnah says, at the time when you took the parah, the owner was not with you, so locher is, you have to pay for it. So we understand clearly why the third pasha, that it means a shem ashel, because it says clearly, ella but rishayne b'shem echinam, shniya b'shem esocher, how do I know to say that? Epechano, why not say just the opposite? Maybe the first parsha is a shem esachar, and the second parsha is a shem echinam. So Mora says, no, mistavr, it's a svaro, shniya b'shem esachar, it's a svaro, the second parsha is talking about shem esachar. Shekein chayev b'gneva v'aveda, because you know he's chayev, and gneva v'aveda, that's a svaro, that a shem esachar should be chayev, since you're paying him, he should be having more chayuvim. So Mora says, adarab, but just the opposite. Rishayna b'shem esachar. It's more of a svar. Maybe the first pasha should be talking about a shem esachar. Shekei mishal tashlumi kefil b'toyim tanas ganef. Since you say he's chayiv. Since you say he's potter on geneva. So if the shem tainis nignevo and he swears, and then we find out he himself has it, so at the loch of toyim tanas ganef, that you have to pay that kefil. So it's more mistarver to put this chomot to kechiv of kefil by a shem esachar. So why do you say the first pasha is talking about a shem echinam? The first pasha is the pasha that said that if he swear that it was nignevah, he's potter. So on that we have, if we catch him, that he's lying, he becomes a ganav, and he has to pay kefil. So Mora says, afiluach, even so, karna b'loy shvua, adifa mikfeilu b'shvua. It's more of a svar to say the second pasha, that says the shomer is chayv on the gneva right away, he can't swear to free himself, that's a more chumra dikachiv. says more of a svara to say the second pasha is talking about Shem Asacha, that he's chayiv on keren, rather than the first pasha, which is only chayiv on kefil. That's the lashon of karna v'loy shvua, that you should have to pay if you were stolen, without if it was stolen from you, that you chayiv, you can't swear to free yourself. That's more of a chomor, chumra adifa mikfeila b'shvua. Pay thou, bring your proof. To Hashoyel, Kol Hanor Shaloi, if you borrow something, you're borrowing it to use it. All the enjoyment is yours. V'yeinu Mishalem Ela Keren, and all you pay is just Keren? Like if it was stolen from you, you have to pay Keren? So we see that's a more chomadik chiyuv, that you should have to pay Keren rather than being potter on Keren. So then you could have a chiyuv of turn Tanas Ganav to make you a Ganav and to pay Kefil. No, it's more of a sword that you should have to pay the Keren. Alright, turn over. Now the Gemara says, "V'hashoyel kol hanor shaloi." Is it true that if you borrow something, all the enjoyment is yours? Ivo haboy mizayni, but you have to feed the animal. It's not called you have all the enjoyment. So the Gemara says, "The kaima v'yagam." Someone walks in the swamps; it's outside; it's pasturing in the fields. So therefore, it's called all the hanor is yours. For the Gemara, "V'haboy netira." You have to watch it. So what do you mean to say all the enjoyment is yours? You have a chrayis. You have to watch it. So the Gemara says, "Binota mosa." We're talking about that there's a watchman of the city. So in the case where there's a city man there to watch it, so this is the case of a shoyel that's called Kol Hanor Shaloi. The boy is same, another teretz is, Loi Teima, don't say Kol Hanor Shaloi, all the enjoyment this is. Elaim, rather say, Roiv Hanor Shaloi, the majority, most of the Hanor is his. The boy is same, another teretz is, B'shilas Kalim. We're talking about you're borrowing Kalim. If you're borrowing Kalim to use, there you don't have to watch it. There's no chashal of a shmir, it's not like an animal that could run away from you. It's not a balchai. Therefore, that type of a shaymer shoyel is called kol hanor shaloi. Now it says, noisei sachav yasoich, if you're paid to watch, or you're renting, nishbo yimala shvur v'yala shvur v'yala meso, you could swear on an oinus, and you potter, ol mishama mesaveda v'signeva. But if we're stolen from you, we're lost by you, then you chayiv. So Mor says, Bishleim Gneva V'Aveda, Bishleim Gneva. The Pasuk says, "I'm gone of you, gone of me, my Shalim Lebolov." It says clearly that if we're stolen from you, you have to pay. And it's talking about the second parsha by Shem Esocha. Elo Aveda Minolom. But if it was lost from you, how do we know this? The Tanya we learned, "I'm gone of you, gone of it was stolen." Ainly Yela Gneva. You only know if it was stolen from a Shem Esocha that he's chayiv. Aveda minayin, let's say it was lost from him. Tamlom, the Pasuk says, "I'm gone of you, gone of mikol makom." Mashma, any time that you don't have it, l'maisi you're chayiv. Therefore, Shem Asach is chayiv both on Geneva and on Aveda. V'zohoni chalaman diyom aloy arminu. We do not say dibrotar kloshem bnei yodim. Elo laman diyom arminu, that we always say dibrotar kloshem bnei yodim. The Torah also talks like language of the people. Michael Amemo, like im gone of, that's a normal way of speaking. It's not extra. So how do you know to say it comes to include even as Shem Asacha should be chayiv on an Aveda? It's more korev, it's more close to being called an oinus. Mishalim, still a Shem Asacha's chayiv. Aveda was lost from you. Shekroivul of Shi, it's korev to your Shi, you're at fault. Like Koshchen, isn't it for sure you should be chayiv? So that is Shem Asacha's chayiv on Aveda. The other man, the other says, you need this extra drosha. I'll tell you, milsa the yasa v'kavachayma, torah v'kosa l'kro. Sometimes even learn off of v'kavachayma, still the pasuk comes. We need a pasuk to come and teach us. Now the Gemara says, "Vashel mishalem etakoyel." So bishleim mishvur meis anoynis shvur meis nuxiv v'chiyishalish mirmiyayu v'nishvur meis ela shvuyif was captured. B'shel minol hanu eschayiv. No, malish ruemesish kenoin sin the saka daitahu. He thought about it. Tiamu b'shvuyish kenoinis la saka. He didn't think about it. El nemer shvuemesa b'shel, nemer shvuemesa b'shoyim esacha. So it says again, malish ruemesa kenoin sin the saka daitahu. He thought about it too. Tiamu b'shvuyah was captured. Shkenoin sin la saka. They don't think about it too. El rather nemer shvuemesa b'shel. V'nemru shvu meisa b'shem esocho mal halen shvuya who was captured zos im mitchayiv avkan shvu yimoy, that just like b'shem esocho shvu is poto who would then buy shoyel in the case where shvu was captured also yibichayiv. But in the Yifle Mifu there's a kashya mal b'shem esocho shkein poto there's ptur tiyam b'shem shkein chiyuba, but here you want to say it's chayiv. How do you know to say it was captured from him? Maybe such a big goodness, maybe it's poto. Elik Rebbe Nos, Natanya Rebbe Nos, Noimer. Oy, the Rabbi Shuif. The word oy, we know we Asher Leschayev on Shuya. The Gemara, Hai, Oy, Miboyle Lechalik, the Sagar, the Raminach, Ad, the Mitzvah, or Mason, until it broke and died. Each one separate chayif for. Honich Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yashem Michael. Meimah the Tan Ish Ashe Yikal Les Aviv Imoy. Ainly Yelo Aviv Imoy. Aviv Loi Imoy Imoy Loi Aviv Minayin Tamoleim Aviv Imoy. Kilul Aviv Kilul Imoy. Kilul. Each one alone Yichayif for. Dibur Rabbi Yashem. Rabbi Yonis and Noimah Mash Meshnei Yech the Mash Mechav Neyatzmai. All right, we'll go over again with this Gemara again on next day. We have shoyel mishalem es hakol. That we had before that Hashem is shoyel. He's chayv on everything. He's chayv on einsin. So bishleim meshivuru mesa. Bishleim in a case where they broke or else the animal died. Tichsiv. That the Torah says. V'chiyishal ish meyimriyeu. If somebody borrows something from his friend, v'nishbar emes, it breaks or it dies. So he's chayv. That the Torah says clearly. That's good. Ela, but the other case of the Mishnah says shivuya. That it says it was captured from the shoyel. That's the shoyel. Where does it say the kolach of shvuya? El shvuya b'shoyel minolad. How do you know it? V'chitema, maybe you tell me. Nelef mishvura umesa. Let's turn it out. The same halacha of shvura umesa. Mal is shvura umesa shekein oinsa the salagadayit. Know the difference. If it dies or it breaks, that's something you think about. So when you first accepted, you accepted achrayis on this. Tiyama b'shvuya, mashenken by yeshvuya, atayya by yeshvuya was captured. Shikenoinsud lesolakadaitu. You don't think about this, since you don't think about it, therefore maybe a potter. So I would not know. So how do we know that a shir leschayiv, even if it was captured? Ela rather nemra shvura umesa b'shoyel, v'nemra shvura umesa b'shoyem esocher. It says both by shoyel and it says it by yeshvuya esocher. Mal halan shvuyimoy, just like. Ashay Mesachar is potter, even on Shivuya, because it's called an Anus, Afkan Beshivuya Imoy, who are deemed by Ashay Meshoyol, where it's captured at the same halacha like Mesa. Zemora says, no, Igla Mifrich, he asks a question. Mal Ashay Mesachar Shken Lifter. There the Zemora is that he's potter. Then I understand that he's potter. Yeah, Tayoma though. Tayoma Beshoyol Shken Lachyuvoy. But by Ashay, we want to say Yechayiv it was captured. Maybe that we don't know. Ella Radigamor says, Krebi Nosin. It goes like Krebi Nosin, the Pshat. Now the question is, how do we know that a Shem Meshol, if you borrow something, you chayiv even if it was captured? Titania, Rebbe Nosin Oimer, Oi L'Rabba Shvuyim. It says the word Mesoi, Nishba, it means to include even Shvuyim, even was captured. The Gemara says, no, Hai Oi Mi Brother L'Chalik. It means to say for each one separately, you chayiv, not only if all of them happen together. And the question is, V'Nishbar Oi Mes. So without this, I would have thought to say Yoni Chayiv, it was first broke and then it died. But if it only did one by itself, maybe be potter. So I need Oi to tell me no lechalik. So I do not have the extra word Oi. I would have thought to say Ad the mitbar umetsa loy mechayiv. Maybe Yisrael is only chayiv if the animal first breaks itself, hurts itself, then it dies. Kamash Malon, that's why I need the word Oi to tell me no. Each one separately Yechayiv. So I do not know a shvuya if it was captured. More says that depends. Honichal Rabbi Yonison. That's good according to Rabbi Yonison. El Rabbi Yashia Mayikal Meima. The Tanya would learn like this, a famous machloikis. Ish Asha Yikalal Es Aviv Yesimoy. That's what the Pesach says. If a man curses his father and his mother, he's chayiv. Ein Le Yel Aviv Imoy. I would only know from the Pesach Yechayiv if you curse both. Aviv Beloy Imoy. Imoy Beloy Aviv Minayin. I don't know if you only curse one of them. Talmud Leima Aviv Imoy Kilel. Aviv Kilel. Imoy Kilel. Divir Rabbi Yashia. That's what Rabbi Yashi learns, even without the word oi, I know automatically it means each one separately. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yashi, it's good, the word oi is extra. But Rabbi Yonason Oimer, Mashm Shneim Kiyechot, or Mashm Echab Efnayatzme, no, I would not know it. No, forget, the opposite. Rabbi Yashi is the one that says, like, I need a limud. Without the posik, without the special limud, I would have thought to say Yonachayev on both. Therefore, I need the limud, like Rashi says, Bitchilosoi. Sama klola liyaviv. At the beginning, it says the word klola near the father. Besoifai sama klola limai. At the end.